Song here that I've never been able to do very well, but it's a very, very old song about the problems of people getting along in the world. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your daddy was born to die. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. The river of Jordan, muddy and cold, it chills the body, but not the soul. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. I've got a little book with pages three, and every page spells liberty. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. If living were a thing money could buy, then the rich would live and the poor would die. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brother, too late, but never mind. All my trials, soon be over. There grows a tree in paradise, and the pilgrims call it the tree of life. All my trials, soon be over. My brother, too late, but never mind. All my trials soon be over.
Yes, sir, anytime you want an old-time song, who do we go to but to Don Grooms of Gainesville, one of our own musicians of Florida here. This program here will be of Don Grooms, so hang on, we'll get some more on this tape here.
Don't hear it too much. It shows up in a lot of different songs, though, so sure we'll hear it again. Robin, you there? What's this dull town to me? Robin's not near. What was it I wished to see? What wished to hear? Where's all the joy and mirth made this town a heaven on earth? Oh, they all fled with Robin Adair. What made the assembly shine? Robin Adair. What made the ball so fine? Robin was there. What when the play was over? What made my heart so sore? Oh, it's parting from Robin Adair. What now they're cold to me, Robin Adair. But now they're cold to me, Robin Adair. Yet him I've loved so well, still in my heart shall dwell. Oh, I will never forget Robin Adair.
I was born back there in the hills of North Carolina, and when I got through high school, I went went down the flatlands to Gastonia, North Carolina, to get me a job in a cotton mill. And it was there that I met Charlie. He was from Lumberton, North Carolina, and he knew a lot of old mountain songs and hillbilly songs that most people had forgotten about. So I stayed in the boarding house there and got to knowing Charlie. And he, some of the songs I learned from him, of course, can't be repeated on the air, well, even in mixed company or in front of children. But this one, it's one of his grosser songs, but it's a fairly interesting thing called a Hungry Hash House, which is another word for boarding house. It goes like this. I'm a boarder and I dwell in a second-class hotel. If I stay here long, I think I'll go insane. For I lay here on my bunk and I cannot reach my trunk, and the board I owe would break a millionaire. Oh, they feed on chicken pie. If you eat it, you will die. And the meat, you could not cut it with a sword. That's what he said, with a sword. Oh, there's undertakers hanging around, 'cause there's work here to be found in that awful hungry hash house where I dwell. I didn't know if I hated the hash house worse than the cotton mill. I don't know if any of you have ever worked in the cotton mill or not, but at the time I went out to try to get my experience in that sort of thing. You'd work 8 hours in this thing, no air conditioning, just hot, sweating all over the place, and when you come out in the evening, you'd have strings of cotton lint hanging from your nostrils. There's no way to live. And then you go back to the hash house for dinner. Now, they carried me upstairs one night. You would need a gun or knife. It was something they had never done before. Oh, the fleas, they held me down while the bed bugs wrapped around in that awful hungry hash house where I dwell. Now, the beefsteak, it was rare, and the butter had red hair, and the baby had its feet both in the soup. Oh, the eggs you could not crack. If you kicked one, it would hatch in that awful hungry hash house where I dwell. Don't know what happened to Charlie. He, last I heard, well, somebody told me once that he wound up in the alcoholic ward in Bellevue Hospital in New York. Guess everybody knew a fellow named Charlie. He added stuff onto this song. Last part's not like the first part, luckily. It was like this. Well, she promised that she'd meet me when the clock struck 17 at the stockyards just 10 miles outside of town, where there's pig feet and pig ears and those great big Texas steers. We'll have sirloin steak tonight at the boarding house. She's my darling, she's my daisy. She is humpbacked and she's crazy. She's bow-legged and she's also lame. Oh, I know her breath is sweet, but I'd rather smell her feet. She's my freckle-faced, consumptious Sarah Jane. Oh, the beefsteak, it is rare, and the butter has red hair, and the baby had his feet all in the soup. Oh, there's undertakers hanging around, 'cause there's work here to be found in them awful hungry hash houses where I dwell. That one's for Charlie. You know, there's a song I'm asked to do sometimes, and I just don't have it in my system to do it. But we got some people here named Butch and Barbie who do a version of Philadelphia Lawyer. They're on Inimitable Style. So here's Butch and Barbie.
And all the boys around Reno left our bills, darling.
Barbie Bordeaux. You know, when I think back to some of the songs that I remember, and that's one, unfortunately, I do remember. One of the first country songs I can recall hearing was a thing called Live and Let Live. I'm going to do it now with a little bit of Carter Family picking in it. Going away, what makes you want to leave? You gave me your love, you gave me your vow, now you're leaving me here to grieve. Live and let live, don't break my heart, don't leave me here to cry. I never could live if we should part. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. Stayed awake last night and walked the floor. Why do you treat me so? Live and let live, don't break my heart. I don't want to live if you go. Live and let live, don't break my heart. Don't leave me here to cry. I never could live if we should part. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. You're the one who made me love you so. You're the one who's making me cry. You're the one that'll break my heart if you go. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. So live and let live, don't break my heart. Don't leave me here to cry. I never could live if we should part. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. Got another thing here from Butch and Barbie, which is interesting. Butch and Barbie doing an old Carter Family thing called Sweet Fern.
Still true.
Sweet bird,
sweet bird, Oh, tell me, sweet Fern, if he's thinking of me and the promise he made long ago. He said he'd return from over the sea. Oh, why do the years go so slow?
I know he's away in a far distant land, a land that is over the sea. So fly to him singing your sweet little song and tell him to come home to me.
That was Butch and Barbie Bordeaux doing a thing called Sweet Fern. You know, the Carter family put that out, and recently I heard somebody had an old record of the Carter family. Their songs are great, but their method of singing them wasn't the most pleasing thing in the world. Used to listen to the Carter family on the radio back up there in the hills. Another one of the guys I listened to when I was a kid was a fellow named Grandpa Jones. But at the time, he had a group with him, including Merle Travis on guitar. And they played some fantastic music. One of them that they played was a thing called Eight More Miles in Louisville, which with Merle Travis doing guitar work on that I can't do. But it went like this. Well, I've traveled over this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the two coastlines, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland east to Portland west and back along the line. I'm going to the place that's best, that old hometown of mine. 8 more mile in Louisville is coming to my view. 8 more mile on this old road and I'll never more be blue. Well, I always knew that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more mile in Louisville, the hometown of my heart. There's bound to be a girl somewhere that you like most of all. Mine lives down in Louisville, she's long and she is tall. But she's the kind that you can't find rambling through the land. I'm on my way to Louisville now to win her heart and hand. 8 more mile in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more mile on this old road and I'll never more be blue. Well, I always knew that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more mile in Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Picture in my mind a place we'll call our home. A humble little cottage we never want to roam. The place that's right for that last sight is in them bluegrass hills, where gently flows the Ohio by a place called Louisville. 8 more mile in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more mile on this old road and I'll never more be blue. Well, I always knew that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more mile in Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Listen next Monday night at 8:45 when Don Grooms will present more Forgettable Folk, programming from Radio Center on WRUF-FM in Gainesville.
Take your choice, and you'll select Strictly Folk for your musical needs. Classical records and tapes, also rock, folk, jazz, blues, and bluegrass, children's and foreign records. Also guitars, banjos, and mandolins, instruction books, and private guitar lessons. Also a large selection of folk and rock songbooks and music books to help you play almost any instrument. Strictly Folk, 720 West University Avenue. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9:30. Sundays, noon until 6.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, music lovers everywhere. Some songs old and new. Tonight, a little bit different sort of thing. Recently, I was asked to do a patriotic program, and suddenly realized that I didn't know an awful lot of patriotic songs. I'm a part Indian, you know. And there's a survey recently among Indians about whether or not Americans should get out of Vietnam, and they discovered that only 15% of the American Indians thought Americans should get out of Vietnam, but the other 85% thought Americans should get out of the United States. Here's a song about an Indian in World War II. His name was Ira Hayes. And if you've seen the picture or the statue of the men raising the flag on Iwo Jima, one of the men there was an Indian, Ira Hayes. Well, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine who fought the war. From the land of the Hilai Indians, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in the Arizona land. For 1,000 years, the water flowed through Ira's people's crops. But when the white man stole the water rights, the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks grew hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. But when the war came, Ira volunteered. He forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine who fought the war. Now they barreled up Iwo Jima Hill. 250 men, but only 27 of them lived to walk back down again. And when the fighting was all over and Old Glory was raised, among the men who held her high was an Indian, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine who fought the war. Now Ira came home a hero. He was toasted throughout the land. He was wined and dined and honored, and everybody shook his hand. But he wasn't nothing but an Indian. No home, no chance, no land. And being a hero don't bring any water to a dry and thirsty land. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine who fought the war. Well, Ira started drinking hard then, and jail was often his home. They'd let him raise the flag in glory just like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk one morning early, alone in the land he fought to save. 6 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Well, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine who fought the war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, and forget the soul that cried. But his ghost is a-lying thirsty there in the ditch where Ira died. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not that whiskey-drinking Indian, the Marine who fought the war. Well, that's a little Indian song there. One of the outstanding Indian songwriters we have now is a girl by the name of Buffy St. Marie. She's written a lot of songs that people don't really think about, and not all of them are Indian protest songs. She's written some very beautiful songs, one of which Gainesville's Bob Rose is going to do for us now. It's called Until It's Time for You to Go.
I'm not a dream, I'm not an angel, I'm a man. You're not a queen, you're a woman. Come take my hand, we'll make a space in the lives that we plan. And here you'll stay until it's time for me to go. Oh yes, we're different worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the start, like in a game. You could have stayed outside my heart, but in you came. And here you'll stay until it's time for me to go. Don't ask why. Don't ask how. Don't ask forever. Just love me. Love me now. This love of mine had no beginning. It has no end. I was an oak. Now I'm a willow. Now I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, here you'll stay until it's time for me to go. Don't ask why of me. Don't ask how of me. Don't ask forever of me. Just love me. Love me now. This love of mine had no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow. Now I can bend, and though I'll never in my life see you again, here you'll stay until it's time for me to go.
That was Bob Rose doing Buffy St. Marie's song, Until It's Time for Me to Go. You know, I've sung songs in the past around about Indians and sometimes lamenting their treatment, but I'd like to talk to you a little about an Indian philosophy. They believe that in nature all things are round and only the white man lives in square houses and square towns. Song goes like this. Birds build their nests in circles. Trees are always round. The sun comes up in the morning, makes a circle, and then goes down. The earth is round, as is the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky. An eagle's beak, a mountain's peak, the bonds between you and I. The world works in a circle, all things try to be round. Man lives his life in a circle, from dust through life to the ground. The red men lived in circles, their teepees were always round. And the sacred hoop of the nation was the center of the teepee town. But the white men came unwanted, just like pollen in the air, and made for these round people log houses that were square. And as their sun sank slowly neath the round horizon there, they fought and died, but all in vain, there's no power in a square. The earth is round, as is the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky. An eagle's beak, the mountains peak, the bonds between you and I. One of the Indian holy men was a Sioux Indian named Black Elk. He put it this way. He said, after Wounded Knee, we moved to a place called Grassy Creek. They made these little gray houses of logs that you see, and they are square. It is a bad way to live, for there is no power in a square. Everything the Indian does is in a circle, because the power of the world always works in circles, and everything tries to be round. In the old days, when we were a strong and happy people, all our power came to us from the sacred hoop of the nation. And so long as the hoop was unbroken, the people flourished. The flowering tree was the living center of the hoop, and the circle of the four quarters nourished it. The east gave peace and light, the south gave warmth, the west gave rain, and the north with its cold and mighty wind gave strength and endurance. Everything the power of the world does is done in a circle. The sky is round, and I have heard that the earth is round like a ball, and so are the stars. The wind in its greatest power whirls. Birds make their nests in...